Good morning. And that was a piece called Here, played by Anna and Andreas Andersen. We'll use our liturgies this morning. Watch, wait, the day of God is at hand. Like the bird on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake. The reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. So we're continuing our readings in the book of Romans, Paul's letter to the Romans, and today we're in chapter 11, and that's on page 1138. That's page 1138. So starting at verse 1. I, Paul, ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scriptures say of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. But what is the divine reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at this present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works, otherwise grace would no longer be grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a sluggish spirit, eyes that would not see, and ears that would not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Let their eyes be darkened, so they cannot that they cannot see, and keep their backs forever bent. So another one of the cheery readings for the morning that we have here. We need to look at some of the verses from yesterday, from chapter 10, in order to understand the first sentence here. I ask then means that there was something before. I don't think we can fully appreciate the radical nature of the of verses 11 and 12 in the previous chapter to those who have followed the Jewish faith. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Paul then in this chapter says, I ask then, has God rejected his people by opening the gate so wide to everyone else? And he says, by no means. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. So a first question for prayer. Do you feel rejected at all by God? Maybe you think the country has been rejected by God, having been a Christian country. Maybe there is something going on in your family that asks you to question whether God is really still involved. Paul says here, by no means are you rejected. Let's pray and ask for God's intervention and grace into the situations that we are concerned about today. Secondly, Paul quotes about Elijah, who says, I alone am left, when he's in the cave after fleeing Jezebel. But God's answer was, I have kept for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So let's pray for those remnants in our country, our family, whatever is going on. Pray for the Spirit to pray through them, and for there to be a revival of faith, a hope in the living God, who is the source of all being, who brings hope and joy and life in its fullness. Paul says, there is a remnant chosen by grace, but if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. What if it really is all about grace? Do we live our lives based on this fact and on this truth? Or are we still caught up in it's about works, trying to please God? What would our life as a community look like if we truly believed that it is about grace, generosity, and forgiveness? How do we remain humble, not become complacent or arrogant? We are part of a community that was resurrected. We are not to forget that Skargel did close, and that was not expected by the community at that time. We are to live lives orientated to our good God, willing to serve, willing to listen, willing to pray, willing to give, forgive, willing to see that the kingdom of God is much wider than we may think it is. And so in that, as we close, let's pray this Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So, Lord, help us this day to live in the truth that it is all grace, all gift, all life. Amen. I'm going to put that track on at the end. If you want to stay in the chapel a bit longer, you're very welcome to do so. Otherwise, breakfast will be served downstairs.